Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, August 30th. Tesla's unpublished so-called Elon mode is drawing attention from regulators because, on autopilot, it enables fewer driver monitoring alerts. Earlier this year, we reported on some confusion in the media about Tesla having a secret autopilot mode called Elon mode. Now, this is not a Tesla-named feature, but instead a name that was applied by the white hacking community. Now, the internal mode, made and tested only by Tesla, enables autopilot without nagging reminders to keep hands on the wheel. Now, despite the mode only being accessible by executives from Tesla, the NHTSA is asking Tesla to release more details about the mode, and especially how many people have access to it. According to the letter, Tesla has had until last week to respond, but whether or not the response was made is information that is not public. Now, there is some cause for concern about the mode leaking outside of the hands of Tesla. The reason it was made public at all was from a historically well-meaning hacker known as Green. Like other features yet unreleased, Green has been able to use his skills to gain access and test out this mode. Also, another Tesla content creator known as Holmar's Blog has been sharing drive videos where he is nagged by autopilot far less often. The creator has dodged direct questions as to whether or not he uses this mode. Tesla has greatly expanded supercharger access for non-Tesla electric vehicles in Australia, now with most of the network being covered. In Europe, Tesla has already opened hundreds of stations in most of the countries, which was recently said to be about 70% of their total stations. Now, whether in the old world or in the land of Oz, EV owners simply need to download the Tesla app and add a payment method to start using it. Tesla's supercharger map in Australia does look quite sparse, but then again, the country's population is also sparse, concentrated on the coasts. The automaker's roughly 50 superchargers covers travel between all major population centers. So, Mad Max is a thing of the past, or at least the gasoline part. After a fire broke out at Kia's number 3 plant in Hwasong, South Korea, the automaker is pausing production until September 6. Kia's EV6 electric crossover is one of the models built at the facility. The fire started around 7:30 p.m. on Monday on the second floor of the plant's robot-operated painting line. No casualties were reported, so that's good. The plant's automated fire extinguishing system was instantly triggered, putting out the fire in about 40 minutes. However, 8 of the painting line robots were halted due to the fire. The report notes that vehicle delivery delays are quite likely. Kia revealed plans to build electric purpose-built vehicles at the facility with a new production line, this announcement coming last year. Mass production of that was expected to begin by the end of 2025. But maybe now it's 2025, with a couple weeks on top. Mercedes-Benz shared more details of its 2024 e-Sprinter van refresh, including a more accurate range estimate. The earlier editions of the van didn't really inspire too much trekking, as they had options for 71 or 93 miles of range. But now we're learning that the second-generation e-Sprinter is getting a major upgrade, with a battery as large as 113 kilowatt-hours. That one's capable of delivering range close to 311 miles. They haven't published an official stat, but that's what we've got. Mercedes states that the onboard AC charger has a maximum charge power of 9.6 kilowatts, with a max charging rate of DC fast charging at 50 kilowatts. It's not terribly fast, but there will be an upgrade option to 115 kilowatts, so they dodged a bullet there. The 2024 e-Sprinter van starts at an MSRP, $71,886 for the standard charging capability, and $75,316 for the high-output version. Destination and delivery charge is on top of that. According to Mercedes-Benz, the 24 e-Sprinter van with the 113 kilowatt-hour battery is available for purchase starting today. A new concept painting from General Motors' design team kind of looks like the Kia EV9. The Kia EV9 is a recently unveiled electric SUV that has drawn a lot of looks and a lot of praise. Kia promotes the EV9, saying it has true SUV capabilities, with over 81 cubic feet of cargo space behind the first row and up to 5,000-pound towing capacity. But now, according to GM Design's latest painting from designer Jeffrey Richmond, Buick may be the next one to receive a rugged flagship electric SUV. Although there is no mention of whether or not it is gas or electric, Buick plans to go all electric by 2030, so drawing up a new gas-powered concept doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, the badge is already behind in the electric vehicle race, at least outside of China, and an aggressive electric SUV might be what they need to get their footing in North America. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Veronica the Cow says, "The rabbit shown looks more like a hare." Oh, come on, Veronica the Cow, is it really necessary to point out such a detail? I mean, you wouldn't want to be accused of splitting hairs. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.